And now it's time to chain fire freedom with Clover Tack Talk. Here's your host, Chris Dover.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of Clover Tack Talk. And today we're going to talk with Mark and Caitlin from Stone Range Gunsmithing. But before we do that, let's do a little bit of house cleaning and tell you about CloverTack.com. And if you go over to CloverTack.com, you can contact us through there for your comments, questions, concerns, and suggestions. You can also check out the CloverTack Thoughts blog. We've got a good one up that went up today, dealing with the comment about the 93 million gun deaths a day in the country here. And so that's a good one on the CloverTack Thoughts blog. And also, while you're over there, if you shop any of those great affiliates and sponsors, you will be supporting what we do here on CloverTack Talk. I have Mark and Caitlin on the line from Stone Range Gunsmithing. How are you guys today?
We're doing well.
Yep, doing great.
Well, tell us a little bit about Stone Range Gunsmithing, if you will. I know you guys are located there outside of Tyler. Tell us a little bit of how you guys got started and what you guys have to offer there.
I got started for me as a hobby. I'd been messing with guns since I was a kid. And then I was a firefighter and a medic, and I did that for 15 years and was getting ready to retire from it. And I was working for the NRA at the Whittington Center as a camp nurse. They have a summer camp down there, and some guys down there suggested I look into gunsmithing. And I didn't think you could make a living at it, and I hadn't even considered it. But one of the best schools in the nation happened to be right up the road from there. And so I started going to school there after I retired from fire department. And it's a 2-year program. You spend 40 hours a week for 2 years learning about every aspect of gunsmithing there is. And that's how it began.
And how long ago was that?
I think
everything in the gun industry at that particular time had gotten fairly lucrative with the administration we had in office there, so you probably picked a good time to get into it.
Well, we did end up moving out of Colorado when he was done with his schooling because politically things were turning for the worst in Colorado. So we came over to good old Texas at the time, right. And started up shop here. And we basically worked ourselves out of a spare bedroom up to a storefront, which has been nice.
Right. And what do you guys offer there? What's the range of services that you guys offer?
It's a pretty full gamut of what we do. We do in kind of any of your customizations. You know, we'll do barrel threadings and blueprintings and cut serrations into your slides and barrel portings and that kind of stuff. We do basic repairs and full restorations. We do hot salt bluing, Belgian bluing, slow rust bluing.
We get a lot of guys who've been to other gunsmiths in the area or even outside of the area, and they've gone to 2 or 3 of them, and either they won't touch the gun or it's been touched and kind of messed up, and they'll end up usually coming to us and they say, look, we can take care of it all right here. You don't even have to send it out of town a lot of times because a lot of people send off for services that we can offer here at our shop.
Right.
So we're pretty excited that we brought that to Tyler.
Right. And on the bluing, for some folks out there that may not be familiar with the different things that you talked about, what's the differences in the Belgian and the slow rust and that sort of thing?
Well, a Belgian blue is a slow rust blue that's fast. So the old style way of bluing shotguns and that kind of thing that have that real satin, it's not a wet ink look like a hot salt blue is. It's a very satin look because it's an acid that kind of etches into the metal as it oxidizes it black. And the Belgian is the fast version of rust blue. Rust blue, you paint an acid on it, you put it in a humid, warm environment and let it sit for several days and the gun turns black. And that's how they used to blue guns back in the day. And then Belgian is the same thing, but it works faster because you use heat and boiling water and that kind of thing to expedite the process. But it has the same look, really. And then hot salt bluing is the submersive bath that gives it that dark, wet ink look.
Okay. Very interesting. And what would you say out of all your services, what do you guys probably do the most of there?
We're kind of split down the middle.
Yeah, it's split between repair. Repair tends to be a good bread and butter thing because everybody has a gun that needs repaired. And those are usually in and out pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And then gun builds, people building their bolt action that can knock the hair off and add at 1,000 yards type thing.
Right. The custom
and some restorations in there too.
So sure.
It's kind of split. Yeah.
What would be the most interesting thing you think you've seen as far as a restoration come through?
Oh.
There's a lot of them. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Ones that are kind of fun are people that bring in this gun and it's in a box or boxes or
coffee cans
in a box.
Ziploc bags. I've seen those.
Yeah, we had a guy. What was that? It was a
Crescent
side by side. Oh yeah, the Crescent.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple of those.
Yeah, guy comes in. He's like, "Look, I got, I think three guns. I think, I'm not sure, and they're all in this big box, and it's just pieces."
Oh wow, he had three mixed together in the same box.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. He's like,
it was like Legos.
That was fun. Yeah.
And he always wanted to build a gun out of it, and it never happened. Can we get it done? It's like, yeah, sure, why not? And so you start taking all these parts of different models of guns and retrofitting them, and you get them to all fit together nice and seamlessly, and retool them and polish on them, and eventually we had a working side by side Crescent Arms model something or other.
Ah, and, right.
And then he took it all the way to West Virginia to present it at the family reunion. So it was really cool.
Oh, that
to
was
be part of that.
Oh yeah, that would that does sound neat. On the custom rifles that you do, what's some of the nicer ones that you've done as far as those go?
It runs a full gamut, so it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Mauser 98s are still popular. We're building a custom thumb hole stock out of a $500 piece of Australian walnut right now. And the gun's going to be accurized and everything's seamless. The gun's going to look like it grew out of the wood.
And, right.
And that's just a Mauser 98. Nothing special about that gun. It just gets retooled so it's more accurate and pretty.
Right.
And and it's put into real expensive wood. And it'll shoot incredibly accurately. And the Mauser action is a bomb proof action. The other one is Remington 700s are wildly popular.
Sure.
And those can be made very accurate and very tight. I'm working on a 1903 right now, a Springfield 1903, and doing the same thing to it, blueprinting it and putting it. I don't think we're going to put this one in the stock, actually. I think he's going to build his own stock on it.
Oh, interesting.
It runs the gamut.
Sure. And what?
It's really whatever the customer wants to do.
Right.
How far they want to go, or how much they bring to the table, or.
Well, you know, when you're a full service shop, I mean, that's the perk of taking something to a full service shop. Is it sounds like you guys, whatever that particular customer wants done or needs done, y'all have a way to handle that in house. And a lot of these other guys that have to send stuff out may discourage certain things that a customer wants simply because they have to send it out. So.
Right, like right now, one of the guns that we're building is it's an old Remington rolling block. It's a Remington number one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But we took the barrel off it. We retooled the action. We built an octagon barrel, and it's a 28-inch long barrel, and it's a 1-inch bull barrel, and it's now chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, who needs that? But this sounds really cool.
That is definitely interesting. That I know that 6.5 Creedmoor has become a very popular round, and that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, what do you find generally with the custom guys? Is there one caliber that they seem to prefer over another? I know that 6.5 Creedmoor is pretty popular, and historically a 308 has been. Is there? Do you find there's one over another?
More popular for sure. The 30 calibers are still king. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a 308 or a 300 Win Mag or a 30-06, 30 caliber is still king in the custom guns.
We did that one rechambering for the person who was doing his reloads. Is that right?
Oh, the 30-30. Yeah, a guy built a 30 bolt action off of a Mauser, small ring Mauser, and which, you know, that's tricky. You have to retool the magazine and everything.
Right.
But he reloaded his own 30-30, and his overall length of the cartridge was about 25/1000ths of an inch longer than typical. So it would not work in any lever action because the length of the cartridge has to do with how that gun feeds on pretty much all lever actions out there.
Correct. Right.
So he had the bolt action. And the chamber was custom reamed for him so that the lead was a little bit longer, and the lead portion of the chamber, I mean. And so he has the only gun like his on the planet.
Right. Hey, that's the name of the game when you go custom. That's why those guys generally spend the big bucks, you know, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
What about pistols and revolvers? What type of work do you guys do and offer for those?
We do a lot. We do a lot on pistols and revolvers. 1911 is still king of the game. Mm-hmm. I know that upsets all the Glock people, but it's still the most popular one to have worked on and customized and made pretty. And you can make 1911s into a very, very nice gun. You know, Smith & Wesson revolvers and Ruger revolvers are wildly popular. Those can be made into very nice guns, very good competitor guns or hunting guns or just plinking or whatever, self-defense.
I was gonna jump in there on the trigger jobs. We get that for a lot of people, but we also see it done a lot for women out there. And I'll speak as a woman, I always want trigger job done on my pistol or revolver because it changes the game. And I always tell people who are carrying too, you don't want to think twice about what you're carrying, and having a good trigger job just takes another element of guessing out of the game.
Right.
So I always brag on his trigger jobs. We have one coming in next week that I promised him, like, your gun will be different. All the things you just complained about, he will change that for you with just that one thing. And that we see a lot of that done on the pistols and revolvers.
Right. Right. What would you guys say if you know, what's the one firearm? I'm going to open it up to all of them and say, what is the one firearm that you guys dread to see come through the door?
That we dread to see?
That you dread. That you say, oh, my God, not another one of those. You know, I'm going to run. I'm going to run hide. I don't want to. I don't even want to look at that.
Yeah, anything made by High Point, I won't touch it.
No High Point. That's fair enough.
And one of the weird things we've had come in, almost, what, 3 or 4 of them in 3 or 4 months were the Ravens that I think people were inheriting. Those were
the Raven arms.
Those were not good either.
Right. Designed to be fired twice and thrown in the river.
Right. Raven arms is, in case you didn't know, I was doing some homework the other night. I actually wrote a blog post today in light of the idiot governor that talked about the 93 million gun deaths a day. In going through my homework to write the blog post for that today, I ran across some information I had of most common firearms used in crimes. And it's interesting you mentioned that Raven. That's actually number 3 on the list of firearms used in crimes.
Yeah,
so,
it's interesting.
That makes me a little more optimistic as a carrier that the criminals out there are prefer something like that. That definitely gives me an advantage if I'm ever in a situation up against a Raven. So.
That's true.
Now I'm looking through your website now. That's stonerangegunsmithing.com, correct?
That's
right.
And I show here that you guys have a fairly low FFL transfer fee. Is that something you guys do pretty regular for folks in the area?
Yeah, we do a couple a day. It's a $15 per transaction, not per gun, but per transaction. And so if you order 2 or 3 of them at a time, then as long as we don't have to do multiple gun reporting, then it's just $15. If we do have to do multiple gun, it's $20. And it's $20 for up to 5 of them at once.
Wow.
Because that's a customer service thing for us.
Sure.
We're not looking to make a ton of money on it. I mean, we have to charge for our time some, but we're not looking to make a bunch of money on the transfers. What we use it as is a marketing thing, because somebody comes in and says, hey, you know, that's a Smith & Wesson, it's a 44, you know, you'd have to haul down to get the trigger to pull. We can make that trigger less than half.
Right.
And, you know, so we actually get business from these transfers.
Sure. And I've been told on several occasions by several dealers and whatnot that there's a few out there, you'll find a few every now and then that advertise that they don't have a transfer fee or something like that. And I've been told by quite a few folks that the ATF, they badly frown on that, that they sort of expect you guys to charge something for that transfer. Because in order to have that FFL license, you've got to prove you're in the business. So,
we just haven't had any problems with our transfers.
If you have an FFL, they want you to be profiting.
Mm-hmm. Right, profitable.
You have to have a business if you're doing an FFL.
Sure.
You can't just as a Joe Blow homeowner type, you know, go get an FFL so you can buy cheaper guns. They don't like that. So if you're profiting somehow off your FFL, that's all they care about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, the days of the kitchen table FFL, I guess you could call it, are pretty much over.
Yeah, exactly.
They really frown on that sort of thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we've met some good people through our transfers. In fact, we have one guy who really likes to buy from us. He says he always enjoys coming by after work on his way home. He's all the way from Nacogdoches, and like, I just always enjoy coming in and just meeting with us and picking up his transfer, and that means a lot. We have people who come from Palestine and White House just to use us.
Right.
Yeah, that's always amazed me, is when people will drive 2 or 3 hours to come to our shop. You know, it's a real honor.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally a testament, just from our conversation here today. You guys sound really, really down to earth, not at all snooty, and you get that with some of these shops around, unfortunately. They tend to talk over people's head a lot, and they're a little bit intimidating.
I went in the shop yesterday. We had to farm something out, and I went in. Gosh, I feel uncomfortable, even though we're doing business together. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to be on board, and part of this was to help give a friendlier face and try and get some women in, and a lot of our youth shooters too. We do offer a 10% discount for youth guns.
Okay.
Or for rather the guns that youth are using for their competitions. So we've worked with folks down in ARP and at the Gorman, I think the Catholic school, the Gorman school, and the Grace Cougar team. And that's always been fun to do.
And that's interesting to know for us, and for me as well. I don't know how much you followed up on me and what I do, but I am the manager of the 4-H Shooting Sports Club here in Cherokee County.
Right.
I'm a state qualified instructor, meaning I train other 4-H coaches. So that's good to know, because I can definitely pass that along to some of them, I know that specifically we use when we get started. One of the best little rifles I found, especially for your kids that are, because the 4-H shooting sport starts at 8 years old, and some of these 8-year olds. In fact, I've got one coming up in September that she will be joining, and it blew my mind. I found out she's a little sister to a girl we've already got, and it blew my mind when I found out a couple of weeks ago she'll be 8 in September. She looks like a 3-year old.
Wonderful.
I mean, she's itty bitty. Mm-hmm. She's a runt. And so we use the Savage Rascals, and they require a little bit of work on them, honestly, with that mm-hmm. rear sight. Yeah, it works pretty decent, but there's a little bit of machining that you really need to do to get them right, and then of course replacing that standard front sight. It comes with a lollipop style sight and putting an actual target globe on there, and that's great for the little kids like that. So there's definitely a need, if you have the youth shooters out there, there's definitely a need to have a good gunsmith on your payroll, so to speak.
We know it adds up too. It really adds up getting youth involved in shooting, and so like we can't take too much off, but we do want to encourage it,
right?
Because kids outgrow guns like they do their pants. So it's you.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually becoming a popular thing, is installing a recoil system that will grow with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can grow the gun an inch and a half. So we started out fitting them at nothing, and then it'll grow for an inch and a half, which is a long way. I mean, you can go from a pretty small kid to a older teenager on one gun. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what we did a couple weeks ago.
And once you get to that point, you swap the stock out, because they're more or less done growing. And
sure.
You're done.
Right. And I'm assuming mm-hmm. you guys do, we're sort of talking rifle, I'm sure you guys probably do shotgun fitting, stuff like that as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal there. Very important that your shotgun fits you, especially if you get into the competition shooting.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, people start out with shotguns, and they don't understand until they shoot a gun that actually fits them. Your eyeball is your rear sight.
Right. Right.
So if it's not hitting the same spot on the gun every single time, in essence, your rear sight's moving around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. Well, tell everybody, if you would, one last time here, how they get in touch with you if they need some of your services.
Okay. We do have a website, as you mentioned earlier, the www.stonerange.com. Sorry, stonerangegunsmithing.com. But I'm also mostly active on the Facebook page, where I try and keep people updated on what we're doing in the shop, things that we offer. Sometimes people don't know what a gunsmith will do until they start seeing the projects that we're doing in our shop, and they say, wait a minute, I want to do that too. So that's where I really stay updated right now, is on Facebook. And you can also give us a call, 903-707-3491. And then we are also open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 1176 Highway 64 East.
So, all right, great.
There's lots of ways to find us.
Right. Well, Mark, yeah. Caitlin, I appreciate you joining us today. And hopefully we can have you back on soon.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Hopefully we'll meet someday, too. I know you're a little bit away from us, but hopefully someday our paths
right.
will cross.
Well, I get to Tyler pretty often, so maybe I can drop in one day.
Well, yeah, and you're welcome to drop off raffle tickets, too. I know you do that every year for fundraising. So
right.
You'd be happy to have some on the counter.
We can certainly do that. Having a location there in Tyler helps, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I do appreciate it. You guys have a good day. And that's all the time we have for this episode of Clover Tech Talk. I want to once again thank Mark and Caitlin from Stone Range Gunsmithing for joining us today. And if you need any gunsmithing services, definitely give those guys a shout. See if they are able to help you. I want to also once again invite you over to clovertac.com to check out everything going on over there as well. Well, guys, we've had fun. We appreciate you joining us today. And until next time, be safe. We will see you. Bye.